Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What a game. The Buccos get their biggest comeback in the ninth inning in 16 years. Biggest blown lead in the ninth inning for the Giants in 20 years. That was an historic comeback by your Buccos, who are now one game back in the NL wildcard race. And don't look now, San Francisco Giants, but you are staring down the barrel of a Jared Jones performance tonight and Paul Skeens on Thursday. And without even getting into game two, you're on sweep watch. That's what happens when you've got this kind of starting rotation. You steal one with Martin Perez on the mound. You have an error. O'Neal Cruz in the first inning. I blame Jack Suwinski for that too. And you overcome because the Giants wind up committing an error on what probably would have been the game-winning double play for them. And you steal victory from the jaws of defeat. I will apologize to the people for something coming up in one moment. But Doran Dickerson, my friend, what a victory. Oh, you're battling Buccos.
I think you put it perfectly. They stole one, and now you're on sweep watch. And stealing one is probably going to be the moral of the story for the Pirates this year because of the pitching. And just because of, tonight you have Jared Jones, tomorrow you got Skeens, and then Keller will be thrown in there at some point over the weekend. But if you could steal one with Perez and you could steal one with Falter, you know what your pitching situation is. And I think that that's going to be the story of the Pirates this year. But I think the story of last night is you couldn't have wrote a better story about taking advantage of your system and taking advantage of guys playing well and doing well in AAA and them transitioning as soon as they get called up and being a main factor and knowing that you got to sustain that momentum of what they're doing in the lower levels and hopefully that they'll bring that to the big leagues. And Nick Gonzalez, game-winning hit, bringing in Taylor, and G1 leading the comeback off in the ninth inning. It was 6-2 at the time. He gets a nice hit, and then it's 6-3, and that just started the train.
Yes, it did.
G1 Bay, you said it yesterday. Knowing Shelton, he's going to be in the lineup tonight. He got called up yesterday. Bang, he's in the lineup, and he does that. And he was hot in AAA. Nick Gonzalez, AAA brings him up. He's been hitting the ball very, very well. That's how it's supposed to happen.
Yes, it is.
That's how it's supposed to be, and it's nice to see that that is rewarding the Pirates right now.
It is, and G1 Bay, I'm fine hitting him ninth. You know, there was some talk yesterday, particularly with Zeiss and Starkey, about just call him up, lead him off. Andrew McCutchen's been very, very good in the leadoff spot. So keep Kutch there. You've got a second leadoff hitter hitting ninth for you now, and a guy who's not an automatic out in the bottom third of your order. And that's been what they've been fighting all year long. Even if all your bigger time players play like bigger time players, you're still looking at 7, 8, 9, and you're going, what are you going to get from those guys? G1 Bay 1-for-3 yesterday. He had a walk. After the walk, he steals second. Then he winds up getting a third on really a bonehead play by the Giants, and then he comes across to score. Small ball. He made his impact immediately, like you said, Doran. Nick Gonzalez, 2-for-5, game-winning single. He's hitting .282. Nick Gonzalez was asked before the game about him hitting the ball hard. Are you locked in? And Nick Gonzalez's answer, and I'm paraphrasing, was awesome. I've always hit the baseball. Mm-hmm. The only time he hasn't was last year in the big leagues. Mm-hmm. And he had some struggles in the minor leagues with strikeout rate and things of that nature. Nick Gonzalez was a seventh overall pick. Nick Gonzalez got pedigree. I'll remember back in 2013, it had to have been, I was in the Pirates clubhouse and I was talking to Josh Harrison. Josh Harrison was on one of his heaters. This is what got him inserted in the lineup. And I said, Josh, man, have you ever hit like this? He said, man, I've always hit like this. How do you think I make, and he's a nice guy, an effervescent guy, a charismatic guy. He said, how do you think I made it to the big leagues? I've always hit. This is who I expect to be. And that's what you get from Nick Gonzalez last night. And hopefully that can continue because he was supposed to be part of the future and now he's part of the present. But here's where I want to apologize. I doubted my Buccos last night, Doran.
Oh, did you?
Woke up today with a text from a friend. Pirates one game back in the wild card race. I fell asleep when it was 6-2.
You just said it was done.
I thought it was over. Turn the game off. I was watching on my laptop with your stolen Fubo login credentials, Doran. And when they were going to the ninth, I was like, do I even want to put this on in the background? I'm just going to get pissed. I'm just going to, you know what? Close the laptop. Asleep within moments. First thing that I did when I woke up today was, here's what I'm going to do. The first thing I always think about is my first take of the day.
Mm-hmm.
My first take was going to be, I'm not going to get overly mad about the Pirates losing game one of the series because you've got Jones and Skeens. If they don't win 2 out of 3, now I'll be pissed because you committed the error in the first inning. That game was there for the taking. You left guys on base, yada, yada. That was going to be my take. And then I had to go rewatch the condensed game and I listened to the postgame show for Zero. But mea culpa, man. I fell asleep. I didn't watch it live. I did not. I don't. Is that bad?
No. I mean, there's a lot of people that did that. There's a Twitter out there. I think it's like Pirates Faithful or something. They tweeted like, I think 20 minutes before the game was over. Oh, Pirates lost. Pirates stink. This isn't that. I'm paraphrasing too. But just trashing the Pirates and then they win the game. They're like, that's our bad. It was pretty funny. But no, I don't blame you. I had mixed feelings at the time. You know, I was watching it live, and I was like, all right, well, if they do come back, that'll be an unbelievable comeback. But if they lose, it's like, okay, well, you just kind of what you're saying. You have Jones and Skeens coming up this week. But as the game went on and the ninth inning went on, I'm like, okay, well, they might be – they're going to do this. I'm like, they're going to do this. So I don't blame you, man. Like, I mean, you've been through this. The rodeo you've experienced before, and usually it doesn't go this way. And
it does not. I mean, shoot, that hadn't happened in 16 years, that kind of comeback. This also coming from a guy who, I swear to the Lord, I left the Brian Giles Grand Slam Astros game early to beat traffic with my family. So I've been there before. Maybe I should turn every Pirates game off when they're down, and maybe they'll come back. Maybe I'm a bad luck charm, and when I turn it off, good things happen. But it was one out in the ninth and nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
It was so improbable that they would come back that this could be one of the – it is going to be one of the wins of the season. Can this propel them going forward? Because I heard Hathorn talking on the postgame show. He was in the locker room after the game. He said the vibes were good. They've now won 4 out of 5 games. They have a chance with Skeens and Jones these next 2 days, flip-flop it, Jones then Skeens, to win their second series since April 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So the momentum is, you can feel it starting to build. And they're now 18-3 in games where they've scored, or 19-3. 19-3 in games where they've scored 4 or more runs. They have 6 losses this year in games where they've given up 3 or fewer. And so why last night was so important, I think, is those are games you should win. Bare minimum, you give up 3 or fewer, you should be 500. You should have gone 3-3 in that
three. Yeah, yeah.
Like at minimum, right? You've lost 6 of those games. You got one back, the way I look at it, last night. And then real quick, O'Neal Cruz, his post-game quote was awesome. He had the error in the first. It leads to 2 unearned runs for Martin Perez. You are in a 2-0 hole. And this is a team that has had a tough time coming back this year. He said he was pissed off. So he was ticked off for greatness. He had the hardest hit ball in the major leagues this season. And then he had the second hardest hit ball in the major leagues this season. One at 121.5 miles an hour off the bat. and then won 120.4 miles an hour off the bat. And he had a double the opposite way. Must have mishit it. That's 116 miles an hour off the bat. 3 for 5, 2 doubles, game-tying RBI. O'Neill Cruz is now the prince who was promised. Like, he is living up to expectations right now.
Ever since we played that clip, and we talked about the clip from John Parado being on with Starkey and Zeiss, saying that he's questioning if O'Neill Cruz knows baseball, and he was struggling at the time. And all I can think about right now is The Last Dance. And I think it was The Last Dance when Michael Jordan said, and I took that personally.
Yes.
And he took it. I don't know. He probably didn't hear it. But he knows what's going on. Every athlete knows what's going on and what's being said about them. Like, believe it or not, they do. And he took it personally. And ever since that moment,
crushing it.
He's been fantastic.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
He still has those lapses. I feel like Jack Sawinski, absolutely. You call off the shortstop there. Come on, Jack. How many times has this happened this year where a pop-up or a fly ball, there's some sort of miscommunication in the outfield, and the thing drops in, and it's going to cost you. It could have cost them. It should have cost them this game. So, O'Neill, when you do call him off, you have to squeeze the ball and make the catch. It hits your glove, make the catch. But Jack Sawinski, what the hell are we doing out there? Be a man, be assertive, and call the shortstop off. You're the left fielder, you're coming in, that's your ball. So fault for both guys. O'Neill has those lapses every now and again. He's so raw. Every ball that's hit, he feels like he can get to.
Uh-huh.
Every throw in the infield, you feel like he wants to throw 175 miles an hour, and that has led to a few errors this year. Once he gets rid of those mental lapses, we're talking about Stanton. We're talking about on a short list for some of the freakazoid unicorns in this game. No one hits the ball harder than him apart from Giancarlo Stanton. This guy can be one of the premier superstars in baseball, and I think we're starting to see that right now.
Yeah, and I think last night too, and you know, lump him in, you know, a lot of the guys in pressure moments coming through.
Yeah.
And we bring back Nick Gonzalez, pressure moment coming through. I mean, that's big. I mean, even Reynolds in the ninth, I believe it was in the ninth, yeah, coming through. You know, those pressure moments are what I see and what can be, right? And O'Neill Cruz, in pressure moments, and I, like you said, he has lapses, but even in pressure moments, you could count on him. And that's what you ask for, and especially in big-time players. If we're going to announce him and put him on the throne of being, you know, one of the top-tier infielders and players in baseball, like, you got to come through in the big moments as well. And he did that last night.
Yeah, you can't. If you're hitting the ball real hard, that's nice.
Right.
ain't no one ever won the game because they hit the ball 120 miles an hour. Right. Right? Like that is fun. It is cute. Awesome. It's cute. It's nice that we can measure these things now. And over the span of time, it is going to add up to, oh my gosh, yes, this is a very good baseball player. But if you're not doing it in the clutch, that is what he's not being paid, but that is what eventually he will be paid for.
Yes.
And that's what you expect out of him. If they're going to make the playoffs this year, O'Neal Cruz needs to be a consistent player and he needs to be a clutch player. No doubt about that. 412-928-9370. That's the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. One last thing on that ninth inning. So McCutchen grounded into what should have been the game-losing double play. But I want to give the Pirates credit. The guy that they were facing throws 100 miles an hour. He's got a cutter. He's got a two-seamer. The ball's moving all over the place. This is a premier strikeout pitcher in Major League Baseball. They work counts. They drew walks. And then they put the ball in play. I know McCutchen grounded into what should have ended the game. But he could have struck out there. If you put the ball in play, you have... You give yourself a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're striking out, well, you're screwed. So kudos to the Pirates for battling in that ninth, for putting the ball in play. And then they made good on a mistake from the San Francisco Giants shortstop. So the Buccos now tied with San Francisco in a wild card race, just one game back of a playoff spot. I know, it's May, but better to be there than to be where they've been for the last decade or so.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3-3 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animayhem, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animayhem, your anime destination.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.